Amen. Right. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Only Jesus can save. At least from a life of or eternity in hell. And so today, if you remember last month when I was here, I was talking about how to find God's will. We were talking about guidelines for finding God's will. We talked first of all about being saved. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then there's no way you're going to find the will of God. As I've said before, you know, I don't make plans for my neighbor's children because they don't belong to me. And I expect my neighbors to make plans for their children. I make plans for my children. And the Bible says when you get saved, you become a child of God, right? And so if you're not a child of God, then He has plans for you, but you will never know them until you become saved and become a child of His. And then secondly, we talked about the Scripture. That the fact that when we look at the Scripture, the Bible says in Psalm 119, 104, 105, that through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way, and thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we talked about how you, God shows you what He wants you to do, and you take that first step because in the old days they had those old lanterns, those old lamps or old torches, whatever, and you could only see far enough to take about one step. But when you take one step, you can see another step. And so when you take the first step in the will of God, then God can show you the second step. I heard a guy yesterday say, God will never show you His hidden will until you do His revealed will, which, you know, the Bible we've talked about says it's the will of God that we be sanctified, that we be cleansed, that we be righteous, that we be holy, that we rejoice and give thanks and everything. And those are some of the things that God has in our life. But we look at the Scripture, and as we look at the Scripture, God, through the power of the Holy Spirit and through His Word, He can show us what He wants us to know. And then we want to talk about our desires today. We have talked about to be a willing sacrifice, that is, God wants our availability. It's not necessarily our ability He wants, but our availability, right? And when we're willing and we're available, when we write that blank check, then God says, hey, you know, here's somebody available, and then I will give them the ability. I will give them the enablement to do what I've called them to do. And that's the way it works, because God calls us to do things, as one man said, that's outside of our ability, because when God calls us to do something, we say we can't do that. And that's exactly the point, because God calls us to do something that only we can do through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's how He works. He says, Marty, I want you to go do something. And I say, I'm not able to do that. He says, that's right. But the Bible says I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? And He gives us the ability. He gives us the want to. And so as we talk about the desires today, we had talked about being a living sacrifice. And that as we crawl up on that altar and say, whatever it is you want me to do, God, I'm willing to do. And then He tells us. And so I want to talk a little bit about our desires today. A little bit more on that. We need, our desires need to be bathed in the Word. I'm going to look at Psalms chapter 37, verse 4 and 5. And He says over there in Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5, delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. In other words, when you delight yourself in the Lord, what happens? He says He will give you the desires of your heart. What happens when you know somebody and you want to please them and you love them and you care for them? What do? You want to please them, right? So your desires become their desires. And that's kind of what God does in our life, is He takes our desires that we have to please Him. And what He does is He changes our desires so that His will gets done through us. That's pretty neat, isn't it? That my desires become His desires. And so as we trust Him, as we follow Him, as we want to please Him, and as we become more holy, and as we follow Him and learn what He likes and what He doesn't like, God shows us what to do. And as we become more holy, our desires turn from selfish desires to more godly desires, and we want to please Him and do the things He wants us to do. And so He says, when we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. And if God calls you to do something, and you trust Him and you follow Him, guess what? You'll want to do it. You know, I said, somebody said they didn't want to go to New York. But if God calls you to go to New York, you'll love it, because that's where He wants you to be. That's where your joy, your peace, your abundant life comes from. And so God wants to work in our life. Remember that verse in Matthew 6:33 where He says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and He will add all these other things unto us." Not that He's going to give us everything we want, but He will give us things to do. He will give us things in our life that make us fulfilled and complete. And that's what He will do in our life. And so as we seek Him first, then life becomes more full, more abundant, more joyful and peaceful as we do His will. Proverbs 3:5-7. Most of y'all know this verse. He says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding." And I'm trying to find the rest of it right here. "Do not, and He shall direct your paths. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." So basically what He says here is when we trust in the Lord with all our heart and we don't lean on our own understanding, in all our ways we acknowledge Him, He will guide and direct our paths. And you know, there's more verses that the Bible talks about that says basically that if we look to Him, that we do our thing, but God is the one that's ultimately directing us, right? Because He said, "All things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to His purposes." So basically what God does is as we get closer to Him and as we love Him more and want to please Him more, He changes our desires and He makes us want the things that He wants for us to do. There's a verse in 1 Timothy 3:1 that talks about a pastor. He says, if anyone desires the office of pastor, he's talking to men, he says that he desires a good thing. And who puts that desire in there? God does, right? And so as we look at life and we want to do His will, He will show it to us. But He's not going to show us His will if we're not willing to do it. There's a verse in John 7:17 where He says, if anyone wants to do His will, he shall know concerning the doctrine whether it is from God or whether I speak on my own authority. And so in other words, if you want to do His will, God's going to show you that it's from Him. He will show you what to do. And He may not show you all the ifs, ands, and buts. Remember, Abraham went out not knowing where he was going, but he wanted to please God, right? And as he followed God, God continued to show him what to do and how to do it. And if we're following God, we're going to make some mistakes, but guess what? You know, God can even use those, can He? And then the fourth thing we want to talk about today is to act in faith. You know, in Hebrews 11, that's the whole chapter, is what? The faith chapter, right? And he talks about so many people in there that did all the things that God wanted them to do. Now, not all of them saw the end of what God wanted to do in their life. They didn't see everything that God wanted to do. It says Abraham saw the promises afar off. In other words, he never got to see everything that God wanted to do, but we're the fulfillment of what Abraham did through God did through Abraham. And so it says over in Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance or the realization of things hoped for, the confidence or the evidence of things not seen. In other words, we know that God's going to do it because we trust Him and we follow Him and He works in our life. And as it says in Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And so the fourth thing is to act in faith. You know, faith is what? Just trusting God, right? You know, I think most of y'all probably had children and you got grandchildren, and they probably don't do that now, but I remember when my kids were little, I wouldn't even be looking at them. I wouldn't even be looking their direction, and all of a sudden they come flying through the air and jump on me. And they would expect me to catch them because they trusted me to catch them, right? They had so much confidence in me that they just, flying through the air. They don't say, here I come or anything else. I'm like, you know, hey, you got to let me know you're coming so I can catch you and we both don't get killed. But, you know, most of the time they would just fly through the air, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, there they are. And you try to catch them. But they trust you so much that they just jump. And they expect you to catch them. And the Bible, you know, basically says that that's what we need to do. The Bible talks about faith. And when you're trusting Christ and you're coming to Christ, He says that we got to have faith like a little child and just take Him at His word. Because a little child just takes you at their word, don't they? When you say something, they believe it. When you tell them you're going to do something, they believe it. And they just trust. And they have this naive trust. And that's what God wants out of us, is He wants us just to implicitly to trust Him no matter what He tells us to do, no matter what is going on in life. We're to trust Him and to follow Him. And so this whole chapter in Hebrews 11 really tells us that not everybody that stepped out in faith, they weren't always, everything wasn't all hunky-dory and everything wasn't all wonderful and great, and a lot of them suffered a lot. But you know what? God used them. God worked in their lives, and that's what He wants to do in our lives. And you know, it doesn't matter ultimately what happens to us. What matters is God glorified? Is God's will done? And so we need to act in faith. We just need to step out. If God tells you to do it, or He tells me to do it, we just step out and say, okay, God, I'm willing to do whatever it is You want me to do. Now, you know, there's another side to that, doubts. You know, if we doubt greatly, we need to seek God. And we need to make sure that it's really that it's God speaking to us, right? And because sometimes God gives us doubts because it's not really from Him. And so if you doubt greatly, you just have to ask yourself, am I doubting because I just have little faith? I mean, James chapter 1 talks about the fact that, you know, if you let him who wants wisdom from God, let him ask of God, and God will give liberally without reproach. But he says if you don't believe and you don't trust God, he says let not that man ask anything because he won't receive anything from God because we're not trusting Him. So, you know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. And remember what we said at the beginning, that I believe God wants us to know His will probably more than we want to know it. Because a lot of times we're just afraid of what He wants us to do. But we shouldn't be afraid of God because He's a loving God. He's a caring God. He's our Heavenly Father. And He, if He died for us, I mean, He really wants the best for us in life, doesn't He? And so, just like our parents, just like we were parents, we want the best for our kids. Yeah, sometimes they have to go through some hard times. Yes, sometimes we have to work on them a little bit or let them learn some lessons on their own. And it's the same thing in life. God does the same thing to us because He loves us. But He says if you ask and you seek and you knock, you'll get the answer if you really truly trust Him. And so, like I said, you know, we have to trust Him, and sometimes we have to wait on Him. Romans 14:23 tells us whatever is done that's not of faith, that's sin. Now, I know He's talking about, you know, eating and with other believers and stuff, but I really believe that's a true principle. The basic principle is if you do something and you doubt it, you know, as one man said, if in doubt, cut it out. So if we're in doubt of something, we shouldn't do something, because that means that God has either said it was wrong or He has not ready for us to do whatever it is that He wants us to do. I want to read a couple of more verses in Psalm chapter 27, verse 14. God talks a little bit about that doubt. And so when we're doubting, we need to wait on God. We need to trust God. And we need to figure out whether it's really Him that's telling us to do that. And if it is, then we need to go ahead and do it. But if it's not from the Lord, then we need to just wait a little bit longer until we get a clear answer. Psalm 27, verse 14 says, "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." And so God wants us to wait. God wants us to trust Him. God wants us to pray and seek Him. But just remember, He will make things clear to us if we really want to know His will. He will do that. And, you know, this applies to anything in life. You know, sometimes He wants us to do great things for Him. But it also applies to, you know, going to a particular doctor or a, you know, an operation or any kind of decision we make in life. You know, we really need to pass all decisions that we make in life through the funnel, through the lens of God, because God knows everything, doesn't He? I mean, the God that created us, the God that died for us on the cross and that knows everything from the beginning to the end, He's the one I need to get my answers from. He's the one I need to trust. He's the one I need to follow. You know, it's good to get advice from other people. We'll talk about that next time, seeking godly counsel. But who has the greatest godly counsel? God. And so He's the one that we need to depend on. He's the one we need to trust. And when we have major decisions to make in our life, we just need to look to God and ask Him, "What is it You want me to do, God? Do You want me to do this? Do You want me to do that? You know, do You want me to, you know, park over here? Do You want me to go this way? Or what do You want me to do?" Sometimes, you know, it can be things like, you know, making a decision to turn right or turn left. You know, sometimes a right or a left is a, you know, sometimes the littlest decision. You know, God can be working in our lives and doing something different. You never know. And you know, there's been times that that little still small voice speaks, and I'm busy, and I'm not hearing like I ought to, and I hear that little voice, and I realize, you know, it kind of doesn't really register. And then I go do something, and then something wrong happens. I'm like, well, you know, if I'd have listened to God a while ago, I wouldn't have. You know, that was the Lord speaking. Now, He doesn't speak to me audibly, but sometimes, you know, there's just this little feeling that, you know, man, I need to turn this way, or I need to do this instead of that. And that's the Lord. And so we need to trust Him at all times. But if we doubt, we need to wait until we get a clear answer, because God will give us a clear answer. He's not going to leave us hanging out there to dry. But look, you know, if you're not sure, if you still have doubts and you're continuing to pray, you wait until God shows you a clear answer. because He will show you at the right time. But until it's time to get a clear answer, you won't get a clear answer. And so that's why those doubts are there sometimes, just to make us wait on Him until He gives us the right answer. You know, sometimes we just have to wait because God's working in the background. He's working on a person. He's working on a situation. And when He gets it all ready, He'll say, "Okay, Marty, it's time to go. It's time to do this. It's time to do that." But until then, we just have to wait. And I call that sometimes being hung out on the clothesline to dry. It's like, you know, the clothes get hung out there, and they can't do anything, can they? They can't climb off the clothesline. I know we don't use clotheslines a whole lot anymore, but as long as you leave them there, those clothes are stuck there. And sometimes God hangs us out to dry for a little while, and He's working on us. He's working on situations. He's working on people. He's working on things. And it's just like when those clothes are dry and they're ready to come down, at the time's right, He'll pull us off the clothesline and He'll say, "Okay, Marty, it's time to go now. It's time to do it." But until then, if we do something, we're just going to be doing it in our own strength. We're just going to be messing up. We're just going to be goofing up, because God is the only one who can truly work things out so that they work in the right way and things happen like they're supposed to do. So let's close in prayer today, and we'll finish this up the next time I come. Father, we love You. We thank You. We praise You for all that You've done in our life. And we just ask today that You would continue to show us Your will, show us Your ways. And Lord, we know that Your word is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And we get understanding through it. We get learning. We get direction. We get guidance. Lord, You are the one who does all things well. You're the one that knows everything from the beginning to the end. And You are the one who can tell us what to do, when to do it, how to do it, and where to do it. So Lord, help us to trust You. Help us to give up our desires and let our desires become Yours. Because Lord, we know that we're selfish people, and that, Lord, that You have the best plan for our life. So Lord, help us to follow You and to trust You and to give all our doubts and all our desires to You, knowing that You will be the one who does all things well. And we thank You for that. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm the child without no more. I'm the widow left alone. So be loved. Be loved to me. I'm Marty McKenzie with His Love Ministries. Welcome to our program, The Least of These. Every week, we at His Love Ministries, we go out and reach out to those the world has forgotten. We go out to many places throughout the community. We conduct about 70 services every single month. And we go out and minister to those who can't get out and go to church services, those that have been forgotten by the community, those in nursing homes, assisted living facilities, mental health facilities, even the prisons and the jails. And so as we go out and minister to the least of these, we're trying to reach them with the soul-saving message of Jesus Christ. And He is the only way to get to heaven. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one gets to the Father but by Me." Every week we're out there trying to minister to these folks, and every week we're in the trenches just giving them the gospel, trying to grow them, trying to strengthen them. Many of them are unable, or all of them actually are unable to be able to go out to services. And so we go out to them. And it's a job that we love because God has called us to it. And so if you like what you hear with our podcast, our main website is hislovministries.net.
you can go over there and you can help us fulfill our mission, reaching out to those the world has forgotten, to the least of these. Because Jesus said, if you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. And so if you want to help us, go out to our website. There's a Donate Now button. You can click on it and donate directly to us. Or you can send us a regular mail, Post Office Box 30513, Savannah, Georgia, 31410. Thank you very much, and God bless you for helping us.